This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega.
And here they come, Danielle Umstead, Tyler Carter, both getting the honor as flag bearers.
The 2022 Paralympic Games kicked off in Beijing today. Colorado Springs resident Tyler Carter helped carry the flag for Team USA. Carter will compete in alpine skiing events starting this weekend. Fellow Coloradans Ralph DeQuebec and Malik Jones will take the ice with the men's sled hockey team for its first game against Canada. The rivalry game is scheduled for tomorrow. The U.S. House passed a bill to help veterans exposed to toxic substances during their military service. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Colorado House Democrats all voted to pass the Honoring Our Pact Act. The comprehensive legislation provides health care to vets exposed to toxic airborne hazards and burn pits. It also removes the requirement that veterans prove a connection between their service and 23 respiratory illnesses and cancers. Colorado's Republicans all voted against the bill. Opponents argued it could make VA benefits available when there is no clear link, and the increase in new cases could overwhelm the department. The Senate passed a narrower burn pit bill last month. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Find these stories and more at CPR.org. Burnout is very real, especially these days with all that's going on, and different workplaces are trying to solve this problem in different ways. One nonprofit newsroom wanted to alleviate that exhaustion among its employees by giving them a month-long paid leave. In 20 minutes on Here and Now, we'll meet a reporter and editor at Scalawag Magazine who will explain how restorative the rest period was for her and her colleagues. Stick around for that. Denver is at 68 degrees.